God's plans are simple, June 30. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Christ, the majesty of heaven, came to this earth in human flesh, expressing divine benevolence, sympathy, and love for the fallen race as he stood at the head of the human family. He came to redeem sinners and clothe them with his righteousness. As the Savior of the world, he was subject to temptations. The enemy assailed him on every point. Constantly he came to him with the suggestion that by compromising with the world, he might win the world. Christ is our example. Although he was in the world, he was not of the world. He was not to conform to worldly practices in order to reach the object of his life. He was not to please himself. The highest standard must be maintained. Deviation from strict moral rectitude would mar his whole life work. In order to save humanity, Christ came down to the level of humanity, as far as worldly advantages were concerned. He came to this earth to be tempted in all points like as human beings are tempted. In the wilderness Satan came to him and assailed him on the great points on which he assails man, but the Savior did not yield to the enemy. Not in a single particular was he overcome. And the temptations were just as real to him as they are to us today. Constantly the Pharisees tried to lead Christ away from the principles of God's government. Making a great profession of piety, they sought to lead him to swerve from his allegiance. Satan has persuaded many men to deviate from principle by telling them that the end will justify the means. Reasoning from a human standpoint, they excuse themselves for wrongdoing by saying that the cause of God would be the gainer in their unfaithful dealing. This deviation from the holy principles of heaven has placed them in the ranks of the great deceiver. Christ came to this earth in human form to inaugurate a spiritual reform. He came to show man how to discard all ostentation and show how to live upon the pure, vital principles of reform. He came to institute a plan whereby human character might be made pure. By his grace he desires to place men and women close beside the throne of God. The laws of Christ's kingdom are so simple, so compact, and yet so complete, that any man-made additions will create confusion. And the more simple our plans or work in God's service, the more we shall accomplish. By studying how they can adopt the plans of worldly policy in their work for God, men disarrange God's plans of humility and simplicity, which he desires shall be followed in advancing his kingdom. Untitled manuscript.